You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 26th of August 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. We've reached the end of another week. The weekend is almost here and you are either listening in your car on the way home from work, perhaps in your lunch hour, or maybe you are checking out the radioalbion.com archive over the weekend. But you're all here today to hear from my co-host all the way from Texas, Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, good day, sir. How are you doing?
Great news. The 100-degree days have stopped and we got rain. We finally got rain. I got 5 inches of rain this past week. It's really nice. Really, really needed it. So, yeah, no complaints on that front. And even better news, we're not doing the Daily Transitionalist this week.
No, we have no transgender stories this week. This week, we're going to be taking a look at feminism and feminism's attack on the English language. A feminist has revealed that she refuses to use the sexist word husband after marrying her boyfriend, explaining that it connotes to master and controller of the house. And this is not just any feminist. This is a feminist with millions of views. And what does she expect her husband to be other than the master and controller of the house? Could she build a house? I doubt it very much. It is men that traditionally built the house for the woman. And obviously, it's not a mistress of the house. It's master of the house. I don't really see what her problem is here with this word husband. I mean, it's a traditional word. And there is also the word wife, and I don't really see why she's making such a song and dance about it. Have you got any ideas, Grandpa?
Well, because she's a moron, and we'll get into that here as we go through this, as we go through the story. But I read through the stories. We were getting ready to do the show. I was just couldn't help but think about, you know, with the internet, you know, we have all of this information available, and it's much more difficult for the powers that be to, you know, to just lie to us, you know, because, you know, they don't have a monopoly through the mainstream media. And you have all of this access. I mean, yeah, they're, with the censorship and stuff, it's more difficult. But still, with just a tiny bit of effort, you can find what information you want. And obviously, the way they have counteracted that is to just bury us with what I call white noise. You thought I was going to say bullshit, but that's what I was saying. With white noise, they bury us with this white noise. We have an entire story this week about this woman, and she's an influencer. And why is she an influencer? Because she has a bunch of followers on TikTok. Now, we've got vaccine side effects that, you know, you can look up and find out about. You know, a completely corrupted political system that people, anybody could put a little effort into and look up things that really affect your life. But an influencer, but instead we get entire stories, and people who are considered quote unquote an influencer is somebody nattering on about nothing on the TikTok. This is just white noise. There's so much. In other words, they just flood people with so much nonsense and useless information that the actual things that you could use, the useful information you could use, gets buried. It gets buried in all the white noise, all the background noise, such as this person who's a made up influencer on TikTok who has just found something. She's just made something up to be outraged about. And don't worry, folks, because as we go through this story, trust me, it's going to get dumber.
Well, it just seems to me that it's the correct word to use, master and controller of the house. I mean, it's the same as defender and provider for the house. Can she defend the house? No, she has only 2/3 the body strength of him. Can she provide for the house. Well, she might be able to today in the technological world that we live in, but she certainly wouldn't have been able to 100 years ago. And that's where these words come from. They represent the actual biological reality of men and women. Audra Fitzgerald, 26, from New York, of course, decided instead to call her other half, Andrew, 37, her were, which is the old English word for man. It sounds rather like a werewolf, a were man to me. It just seems to me like she has this affectation. She wants to be special, so she's going to call her husband her were instead of her husband. She just wants to be different to everyone else. And in actual fact, she's not being different at all. She's just conforming to this feminist agenda. Got any thoughts on her choice of a different word for husband here, Grandpa?
Well, and we'll get into here in a minute. She also has a background in linguistics, which I'm assuming that means she has some, you know, some sort of like college, you know, education in linguistics. But she doesn't understand language at all. She's a moron. I mean, this is what amazes me, that stupid people are promoted and have a platform and nobody questions it. The people that write these articles, nobody looks at this. This article, if they were going to write an article about this person, it should be like a satire about, look at this person who has all these followers, but they're a moron. They supposedly have a background in linguistics. I'm a big stickler for words have meaning, because as our corrupted society, they keep, you know, they keep changing the definition of words and what they mean and where they come from. And she says, you know, oh, husband, just, well, obviously the word husband comes from the word husbandry. Let's look at the dictionary definition. Noun, one, the act or practice of cultivating crops and breeding and raising livestock. Agriculture. Two, the application of scientific principles to agriculture, especially to animal breeding. And three, careful management or conservation of resources, economy. Because you see, when we lived in a normal world with an agricultural background in an agrarian society, you know, the husband was the man of the house. The women weren't out there all day shortening their lifespans, working themselves to death, cultivating fields. The man was. This is where husband comes from. Husbandry. It has to do with raising crops, raising animals, because that's what the men were doing. So, of course, you know, if you had a man and a woman, he was the husband because he was the one doing this work. It's not real hard. This took me like, you know, a 5-second internet search to look up, well, where does this word come from? Obviously, it comes from the word husbandry. What does that mean? Well, it means raising crops, raising livestock, because that's what men did in an agrarian society. That's where these words come from. But see, she's twisted it around, and now it means the patriarchy and suppressing the woman. He wasn't planting his wife under the crops for fertilizer back in the day. So I don't even understand how this is supposed to be related to oppressing women, the patriarchy, and the men dominating the woman. No, it has to do with planting crops and raising livestock. It has to do with who was in an agrarian society, who was providing a living for the household. But you fast forward today, and this person who supposedly has a linguistics background apparently can't put that together. So, you know, it means yet the 6 millionth rendition of women are being oppressed.
Well, as you say there, Audra, who works in digital operations but has a background in linguistics, explained that the word spouse sounded too generic for her. And while she liked the term partner, she felt it wasn't specific enough. How about she refers to him as my lord? I mean, that's what wives used to refer to their husbands as not too long ago. I mean, this just shows that she just wants to be different, doesn't it? That's why she says spouse sounds too generic. Partner isn't specific enough. She thought there were no other options until she stumbled upon the etymology of the word wife, which came from the old English word for woman, wif. She soon discovered the male equivalent of wif, which is were, and decided it was the perfect term to describe her husband. Well, perhaps he should refer to her as wif. I just don't understand why she's got such a problem here, why she wants to use this word were, other, then she doesn't want to be the same as everybody else. She just wants to be different. Everybody wants to be different in this world because we've had our identity taken from us. This is a white woman. She no longer has her ethnic identity. That's been taken from her. So she is seeking to build an individual identity because she has this longing to actually have an identity. The sad thing about this is that she has an identity there, but she's just unaware of it. And at the same time as being unaware of it, she's been told she needs to feel guilty from it. And the fact she has all these problems with using these words, that's because the position she has is out of touch with nature. She should be there as a support for her husband, as a helpmeet for her husband. If she was a helpmeet to him and she obeyed her lord, she would be happy. Because she doesn't, because she's going against nature, she's going against God, she is unhappy and she is trying to be an individual instead of being a good wife. Grandpa, what are your thoughts?
Well, as you've already touched on, these people all share a certain commonality in that they all want to be different. Like you said, they all are trying to, like, you know, oh, I'm different. I'm the only one out here calling my husband. But they all try to be different by doing the exact same stuff. You know, if she really wanted to be different, she could go back and be traditional, because apparently that's what's unique in our failing society. I can't, as we've gone through the stories, we continue to go through the story. I keep thinking about the husband. I mean, why would you not? Why would you sign on? I mean, marriage, you know, in today's society is nothing more than a contract you sign with the state. And it's a horribly, vaguely worded, one-sided contract. So it's dubious at best to get into it. Why would you walk into this with all these red flags? I mean, can you imagine? This guy dated this woman for 8 years. So it's not like, you know, it was a overnight quick romance and they got drunk and went to Vegas and got married. And now he's finding all of these things out. He had 8 years of red flags waving and he still married this woman. I mean, does anybody, as we go through the story, does anybody look at this situation and think this is going to end well? This, you know, I mean, she's getting this attention on the TikTok. You know, people like this are just attention hungry. They're attention hungry. You know, when this wears off, she'll have to find something else to be putting up TikTok videos to look at me, more attention, give me more likes, like my video, promote it. But I still want to be the front of attention. When this wears off, what'll be the next thing? Well, if she has kids, their kid will be transgender or there'll be something. And at some point in time, I can virtually sit here and guarantee you at some point in time, the TikTok attention videos will be about how horrible her future ex-husband is and how traumatic it is for her to go through this divorce and take all of his stuff. It's just so rough being her. It's just so horrible. People like this are just fed off of attention. And they're always going to look to escalate. They're always got to escalate. It's like drug abuse. They've got to get use more. They got to get a bigger hit. They got to get a bigger dopamine rush. Once this blows over, she got her. She got a real rush. She was featured in the Daily Mail. She was featured in a global publication for her attention. This isn't going to be enough. It'll have to be more. And I can assure you at some point in time, her videos will all be about her traumatic divorce from her abusive future ex-husband. And it's going to be hard to feel sorry for this guy because the red flags are waving. We can all go through the story and see it. And this guy still walked into it.
She is actually a living meme. If you look at the TikTok video, she's got pictures of herself with all these words behind her. And it looks like that famous meme of the confused woman with all the physics formula and arithmetic going on behind her on a blackboard. It really is exactly the same. She has literally done that with her video. When she opened up about her decision to go against the grain in the aforementioned video posted to TikTok, where it quickly went viral, gaining more than 1 million views and launching a major debate between users. Audrey hopes that in speaking out about it, she can make people think and illustrate that language is used as a political tool to oppress women. Really, I thought language was the way that we communicated accurately between one another. We communicate definitively. We can actually say exactly what it is we are talking about. I didn't realize it had just been invented in order to oppress women. That's the reason why women were given ears, so that they could listen, just so that we could then oppress them with our language. Does this mean that we should perhaps just stop talking to women? Perhaps they should stop talking to us. That might be a novel idea for some battered husbands that are always being nagged by their wives. Grandpa, what do you think about language being a political tool to oppress women?
Well, you're ahead of your time there, Spam, because I have already pretty much I avoid talking to women as much as I can. Yeah, no, again, this is highly, she's talking about how she's so bravely going against the grain. Well, this isn't going against the grain. This is the same stuff. I mean, this is, you can read some version of this sort of story anywhere at any time. And yet in her mind, she's bravely going against the grain and showing people, you know, showing people, demonstrating people to make them think how language is used as a political tool to oppress women. Well, anybody with a thinking mind is thinking this woman is an idiot and she has a linguistics background and doesn't even have a basic fundamental grasp of language. As you said, language, the point of language isn't to oppress women. The point of language is to communicate ideas. They're just words. You know, you communicate words so that you understand. And of course, they destroy the language because they don't want to communicate ideas. I'm talking as a society, what we're seeing in our society, this move to just keep redefining words. And instead of having a clear, you state something. Now down to basic words like husband, apparently, you state something and everybody knows what you're talking about. That's how you get ideas back and forth. It's how you debate. That's how people who have opposing ideas are able to go back and forth to get to the truth. But of course, they're destroying language. No word. The meaning of words is flexible. The meaning of words is very vague. It's real cloudy. They keep changing, you know, what it is. So people can't communicate. They can't communicate back and forth. It's laughable that you have this person that thinks they're doing some brave thing, going against the grain. Well, they're not going against the grain. If they were truly going against the grain, they would be saying something similar to the content we have here on Radio Albion. And I can guarantee you they wouldn't be getting a fluff piece in the Daily Mail.
Well, it's certainly not going against the grain to try to re-engineer language, is it? It's just copying every other minority out there. It's almost like these minorities' grievances are actually against the language itself. She says, I don't like the word husband because it is rooted in sexism. It means master and controller of the house, she explained to the Southwest News Service recently. I wanted to make a point and make people think and illustrate that language is used as a political tool to oppress women. In the TikTok, Audrey explained that hus translates to house in Latin and band comes from the Latin word bondi, which means occupier and tiller of the soil. It basically just means master of the house, controller of the house, she added in the clip. Well, how does that translate into it's being used as a political tool to oppress women? I mean, it just basically states what he is, the master of the house, the person who built the house, the person who bought the house, the person who inhabits the house, and she is the mistress of the house. I mean, would it be better if she was called Wife Bond or something like that? I'm sure she wouldn't like that either, because she would claim that it was like she was bought by the husband. She was bound to the husband. I mean, you could say that as well. It's like house bound means that he's bound to the house, which he probably is if he's taken out a mortgage. It means he's engaged up until death, paying back the debt to buy the house, to put the wife in, to keep her happy. I mean, it's quite tragic, really, that she thinks that the word itself is just being used to oppress women when it's really just a descriptive word. She's trying to deny the differences that there are between men and women, I think. What do you make of this, Grandpa? She's finally come across the realization that what you said is true. It just means the same as animal husbandry or plant husbandry, doesn't it?
I have a real hard time. Because I don't, you know, my own humor aside, I don't consider myself, I have a humble opinion of myself, believe that or not. And I don't consider myself like super smart. And yet when I read things like this, I have a real hard time not thinking more of myself than I ought to, because you read something like this and the person who is the center of the story is such a breathtaking moron that, you know, I start to think maybe I'm a genius, you know, maybe I'm really, really smart. I know I'm not. I know I'm just an average guy. But you look at something like this and you think, well, wait a minute. If this is in any way, shape or form representative of the average of our society, then that means everybody else, a huge number of these people, are actually functioning idiots. Again, we're told in the story she has a linguistic background and she looks at this. House in Latin. You know, she looked up the Latin basis of this because it makes her sound smarter, not realizing that what she's doing here is, again, once again, highlighting that she's an idiot. It means house and tiller of the soil. Yes, the person that occupies this house that tills the soil, that is the farmer, that raises the livestock, that is the man. That was not the woman. The woman wasn't out there tilling the soil. She would die if she tried to do that. She wasn't capable of that. It is the man. And yes, she points out the Latin. It comes from the Latin. Yes, you moron. You stupid idiot. Yes, because of the man that lives in the house that tills the soil around the house. You see, he is the farmer. He is the guy that goes out there and follows behind the mule or is out there with a shovel digging up the land if you go far enough back, tilling the soil by hand. Yes, that is where the word comes from. Yes, and yet she's so breathtakingly stupid. She doesn't even understand that she's basically, by pointing out the original Latin of the word, she's discrediting her entire assertion that it somehow means, you know, the dominator of the house. There's nothing in the word husband that really, if you go back to the roots as she's trying to allude to here, that really doesn't even reference women at all. It doesn't even have anything to do with women. It's talking about the man that lives in the house that tills the soil. Now, obviously, a man is married to a woman. You say, oh, that's my husband. He is the man that owns the house, that tills the soil. This isn't that hard. We go through this and I'm thinking, I'm over explaining this. I'm beating the dead horse. But yet it's just this person is so breathtakingly stupid. And whoever wrote the article, this isn't satire. This isn't satire. Whoever wrote the article, I can imagine they were sitting here interviewing this person, nodding their head seriously like, oh, yes, yes, very serious. Very serious. You're very smart. You must really know what you're talking about. You have a background in linguistics and have no understanding of the language at all. It's just amazing to me.
Who does she think he is actually tilling the soil to provide the fruits of it for? I mean, quite clearly, he's tilling the soil to provide the fruits of it for her to eat. Audrey said she received a crazy amount of backlash on her video, but that it was mostly from homophobic and misogynic men. People took it very seriously, she told SWNS. It was mainly men in the comments, mansplaining how language works. They were homophobic and misogynistic and called my husband a wife. Well, that's because they were offended at her saying that the word husband is somehow oppressing women. And I dare say men were also offended at her using this term mansplaining. Whenever a man explains something, it's now called mansplaining. And just the word itself, I mean, it implies that women aren't very good at explaining things, are they? If the word ends up having mansplaining there, it just shows that that's something that they're not very good at, doesn't it? It's really an own goal to come out with a word like that. And I think she's just trying to get on with the latest fashion, isn't she, by accusing the people doing it as homophobic. I mean, I don't see where the homophobia comes in. I guess she implied that from when people started calling her husband a wife, but that's because he's not actually behaving like a man, is he? Is he providing for this wife? Is he controlling this wife? No, he's not. She's gone off the rails. She's insulting him. She's making him look like an idiot. She wears the trousers in that relationship. So quite clearly, that's why the commenters are referring to him as a wife. Grandpa, what are your thoughts?
Well, you see, if men, obviously what happened here, and I'm not on the TikTok, I didn't go look at the original TikTok thread of it or whatever. But, you know, what obviously happens is men come up in the comments and actually explain the language to her. But she's so stupid, she can't grasp that. So she just dismisses it as I'm being victimized here. And these men are showing up mansplaining. See, mansplaining means actually, you know, explaining the facts, you know, regardless of your emotions. I think, you know, this reaction that she's having here about, you know, of course, immediately going to, oh, I'm being victimized. There's horrible bad. These people showed up being misogynistic and homophobic and whatever other slang I can throw out here. And they're mansplaining. See, I think we need to have a current because we see this over and over again. You have this idiot went out here, you know, gets all this attention and men show up and point out, you know, the facts. Probably people were showing the dictionary definition of we've talked about here. And she does this emotional response. I think we needed to coin a new term. You heard it right here today on the Daily Nationalist from yours truly. Vag-splaining. Vag-splaining is what she's doing here. See, when men show up, when men show up and explain, you know, what words actually mean, and point out, whether politely or impolitely, I don't know, I didn't read the comments, you know, that she's an idiot. Instead of being able to accept that, she doubles down and starts, you know, countering with all this emotionalism. So you could call that vag-splaining. That's going to be the new counter. As far as the things directed at her husband, yeah, because obviously he's an idiot, too. I mean, at 8 years of this, and he still signed the one-sided contract. What a moron is this guy? Who would sit around and let their wife, you know, invent a new term to refer to him as? Any man worth his salt would say, wow, that's kind of, you know, dehumanizing. I mean, really, let's flip the shoe onto the other foot here for a minute. And they get married and he says, you know what? I'm not going to refer to you as my wife. I don't like that term. I'm going to call you, you know, some made up term, you know, my slave, my something, you know, because I don't like the term wife. Well, that would just be considered completely non-acceptable. This whole thing where I'm making up a new term for you because I'm not going to refer to you as my husband or anything like that. I'm going to invent this new term for you. It's at the end of the day, it's really dehumanizing. It's dehumanizing a husband, and a regular man can read this sort of story and have that response. They're like, wow, what's wrong with this guy? I mean, why would he sign up for this? Why would he be okay with this? And if he is okay with this, which we're assuming he is, what else is he going to be, like, you know, okay with? I mean, he's pretty much going to go along with anything, which, again, he's going to have to be, because people like this are always hungry for the next attention hit. Now that she's had a story in the Daily Mail about herself, I mean, she's going to have to come up with something even more outlandish for attention. And he's apparently going to go along with it. It's reminiscent of when you see these documentary videos put up where we take a break from the tranny thing this week, and I wind up bringing it up. But you see these documentary videos of, you know, my trans family, and you have a husband and wife sitting there, and the wife is the one doing all the talking about how thrilled she is that her 9-year-old is dressing up like a girl, and we're plastering this kid all over the internet. And the husband sits there and goes along with it and nods his head, and you think, what the hell is wrong with this guy? You know, this woman is going to have to do more and more outlandish stuff. And he's obviously not putting up. He's not going to put his foot down and say, yeah, no, we're not doing that. That's stupid. You know, so, yeah, of course, men in the comments are pointing out that, man, dude, what is wrong with you? You know, do you have no self-respect? That's what it is. People, the criticism of her husband is men are just pointing out that, you know, dude, you have no self-respect. Why would you let your wife just make up terms for you? That's just like saying, you know, you're not even a human being or something.
Well, she's just mocking him in public, isn't she? She's telling everyone in public that he is not the master of his own house, and he's just putting up with it. Audrey added that her Andrew, whom she dated for 8 years before they tied the knot this month, doesn't care what she calls him and is supportive of her new nickname for him. Well, he might well have been until she decided to make it public, I think. And husband is not the only term that Audrey feels strongly against. In fact, there are quite a few words that make her uncomfortable. Another term that the 26-year-old refuses to use is bitch. As she explained, it used to be a neutral female word that has now evolved to be an insult against women. Now, I have to admit, I always thought bitch was a word for a female dog. And I think that's why it got used to describe women. It was an insult rather than a neutral word. I mean, maybe I'm wrong there, but I always thought a bitch was the name for a female dog. And it's similar to when you call a woman a cow. It's likening them to an animal. It's an insult. What do you make of what she thinks here? That she doesn't like the term bitch, Grandpa.
Well, obviously, Sven, you don't have a background in linguistics. Yes, no, I have no idea when, at what point in time, bitch was a neutral female word. I've been around a long time. You know, it's hard to believe, but I've been around for a long time. And in my lifetime, I don't know when it was ever a neutral female word. As you've pointed out, you can once again go to the literal dictionary definition, and it does refer to a female dog. Now, it's a neutral female term if you are referring to a dog. If you say, yeah, you know, I've got a puppy breeding operation, and I have three bitches that put out this many. You know, that's a neutral term because it is the correct term for a female dog. If you call your female dog a bitch, you're not being insulting. That's literally the use of the word. Once again, we see these words get twisted around and their meanings get real fuzzy. But this is just stupid. A neutral female word. Now, as we gone through this story, how many of us were shocked to find out that, you know, this isn't the only term she feels strongly about? Well, of course not. Because of course not. She's the first person that has looked at the English language and has suddenly found all these hidden meanings in it. Because, you know, linguistics background, and she's obviously very intelligent. And she remembers somehow when bitch was it was a neutral female word. Maybe over her lifetime, so many people referred to her as a bitch that she thought in her mind that was just a neutral. It was like a term of endearment, a term of affection. Maybe that's where she got it from. She said, oh, well, they don't mean that. No, they literally meant. Yeah, no, anyway, yes, I don't remember it ever being a neutral female word. I don't remember it ever being used affectionately like, yeah, hey, that's my bitch. She's a linguistics expert, Sven. Who are we to question?
Well, perhaps she's a fan of rap music and she's used to hearing it there and thinks that there it's used as a neutral term. Perhaps she's really into black culture and she's just being anti-racist. She also said she hates the word pussy when it's used as an insult. What's wrong with calling someone a pussycat? And said phrases like grow a pair, man up and sissy are deeply damaging to men. So it's deeply damaging to a man to say grow a pair? I mean, surely, I mean, who is she to say that saying things like that is deeply damaging to men? I would say it's deeply damaging to men not to encourage them to man up, not to encourage them to grow a pair. If you haven't got men that are going to be men, I mean, who else is going to do it? You can't expect women to man up and behave like men. They're supposed to be behaving like women. She's trying to get men to behave like women here, basically. So no wonder her husband is being called a woman. Audrey also pointed out there is a double standard between feminine equivalents of masculine words. For example, sissy means wimp, whereas buddy means good friend. I don't really understand that either. Where the masculine or feminine comes into that? Obviously, sissy means feminine, but buddy, that's fairly neutral. It's obviously a male word, I think. I guess you could refer to a woman as a good buddy, but it's just a word that means friend. There are female words and there are male words, and that's just a part of the English language. It's also a part of all the other languages. She added that many words are naturally masculine, like kingdom instead of queendom and freshman instead of freshwoman, which she feels is not fair. Well, that's because it was the king that led the people into battle. It was the king that was a great warrior. It was the king that actually built up the kingdom, not the queen. It was once the kingdom had been built that they were kind enough to allow a queen to run it every so often. It's like she doesn't seem to understand the fact that there is a difference between men and women, and men are better at some things than women are at others. What do you make of her deep grievances against these various different words, Grandpa?
Well, these people live in a fantasy world, as highlighted over and over again. They create this fake world, this fake reality that they live in. And, you know, they a bubble, if you were. And reality is constantly poking at that bubble, so they're always looking to reinforce it. But, of course, the bubble they live in is based on a lie. I laughed when you read that first part about the words she hates, you know, used as an insult. Grow a pair, man up, sissy. Now that solves the mystery of what people were saying about her husband. Now we know. We didn't even have to go to the original video and suffer through that to see. And yeah, I myself, like you, Sven, when she points out there's a double standard between feminine equivalents of masculine words. For example, sissy means wimp or buddy means good friend. I mean, I don't even know where she was going with that. I don't know. I that one was lost on me. I read that several times and I'm like, where am I supposed to read? It's apparently beyond my comprehension. And then, of course, we get into the rest of it. You know, these words are naturally masculine, like kingdom instead of queendom, freshman instead of freshwoman, which she feels is unfair. And that is this entire story in a nutshell. We've got an entire story. They dedicated all of this time and effort to write this story about what this woman, this random woman that nobody's ever even heard of, what she herself thinks is fair, what she, it's about what she feels. Is it all of this whole thing, this whole gibberish we have gone through, it's gibberish because it's about what this neutral female term feels. It's about her emotions and what she feels. That's why it's all gibberish. And yet we've got this entire story about this freshman instead of freshwoman. Yes, this is, you see, we don't have any other problems in our society. This is the sort of thing we should be concerned about. Again, it's all white noise. This is about drowning out. There's just so much information you're flooded with, which is just nonsensical. It used to just be about Hollywood celebrities and music performers or whatever and what's going on in their personal lives. But we've expanded the white noise now to include random people you've never heard of that did a TikTok video. We're just flooded with this. And that's the way they bury real information. That's the way they bury real information that you could educate yourself with and more better understand the world around you. Instead, you're just learning about how this rando you've never heard about from TikTok, how she feels about certain words in the English language.
It's always all about the feels. She says, I choose whether to use words or not based on whether they are doing more damage to society. While husband isn't actually doing more damage to society, I want people to be aware of the patriarchal roots. I mean, what do you mean patriarchal roots? There are male and there are female words, and words can't be doing damage to society. We just try to use the most accurate word that we can. And if you start trying to change the meaning of words, when you look back at words that were written before the meaning was changed, it changes the whole meaning of what's being said. And it means that you don't actually properly understand what's being said. An example of this that comes to mind is the Bible, where they've changed the meaning of words from what they were intended in the Greek. And now when you read the Bible, people read something completely different to what was intended back then 2,000 years ago. And we've got the same thing here. If you're going to start changing the meaning of words, things that you've read from a few years back don't make sense. Bigot is one of them. They've changed the meaning of the word bigot now. Apparently it means somebody who's against other ethnic minorities, whereas originally the word bigot meant somebody who refuse to listen to another person's opinion, another person's point of view, exactly what the people shouting bigot today are actually doing. Well, many people flooded the comment section of Audrey's video with their thoughts on the matter, and while some were supportive, many viewers felt Audrey was being unnecessarily extra and easily offended. One person pointed out languages change over time. If you substitute words due to your dislike of their origin, what you are trying to communicate will be incomprehensible. People will always find something to be offended by, said someone else, while another asked, is it really that deep though? Some people are so unnecessarily extra, read a fourth comment. A different person wrote, seems like were would be completely useless because you would always have to explain it's a synonym for husband, in which case just use the word husband. And that's the point, isn't it? If she's going to use this word were, it means everybody who hears it is going to say, why are you using that word? And then she can get to make out that she's really clever and how she learned Latin and how it's all because it's oppressing women to be using the word husband. Again, it just comes down to her wanting to be different to everybody else and wanting to be an individual, but at the same time, just copying what everybody else is doing and trying to change language in order to suit them and to present themselves as an oppressed minority. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this today?
Well, back in common sense days, we simply, as soon as you conversed with somebody, as soon as you realized they were a moron, you just dismissed everything they said and ignored them. Now they get, you know, big write-ups in international news. That's just the world we live in. I do like that last comment, you know, saying that, you know, you're using this new term where or were, or however the hell you say it. And, you know, people are all going to say, well, what do you mean? What does that mean? And you're eventually going to come around to saying, well, he's my husband. Yeah. So you wind up using the word. I really like that someone actually pointed that out, you know, because that's exactly what's going to happen. But see, it doesn't matter to her because that'll be just that much more attention. This guy, her husband, he walked into this. He just walked in with all the red flags and the warning signs blaring. We all know it's not going to end well. And at the end of the day, it's going to be real hard to feel sorry for this guy.
Well, at least we have finally found a living version of that meme. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.